Militants in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula have blown up a pipeline used for the transfer of natural gas to Jordan and Israel. The gas pipeline was targeted outside El Arish, the provincial capital of North Sinai, according to official news agency MENA. The National Gas Company halted the flow of gas following the attack. All roads leading to the area were closed after the explosion, which happened early Tuesday. The pipeline has been repeatedly targeted over the past 3 years. Our correspondent Mohammed Shalabi joins us now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo, to tell us more about the attack on this pipeline and whether the recent widespread military operations by Cairo have failed to restore security on the peninsula.
Bari, we're closing in on 30 such explosions since the People's Revolution of the 25th of January 2011 that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. And that's almost an explosion targeting these gas pipelines, exporting gas to Jordan and Israel every other month. Now, the pace was steady during the rule of SCAF, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, and then it slowed during the rule of Army Deposed President Mohamed Morsi, and then it picked up again following the army overthrow of Morsi nearly a year and a half ago, and picked up a scary momentum following the dispersal of pro-Morsi protesters in Rabaa, and terrorist attacks have been picking up in the rest of Sinai Peninsula, and they reached their climax in late October when dozens of army personnel were killed and injured, and that led to a wide military operation, a huge military operation, whereby the military decided to build a so-called security buffer zone with the Gaza Strip. It first started with a 500-meter strip and then into a 1 kilometer strip, and rumor has it that this will extend. It has also forcefully evacuated thousands of families from areas near the border with the Gaza Strip, but all of that has not helped quell militant activity there. Yes, the pace has decreased, but this is the first such big explosion since that huge military operation in late October. And many observers here are wondering if the operation is making a success, or is the so-called collective punishment policy backfiring here. You have the army officially announcing day in and day out the killing and arrest of dozens of militants, but it's either that those militants, come in endless numbers, or that families from Sinai are now helping these militants in an act of revenge due to the collective punishment policy that is perceived to be practiced by the army. In Sinai, we know Bardia that the group that called itself Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis and that lately pledged allegiance to the ISIL Takfiri militants has been behind such incidents. No human casualties in the incident, but a lot of damage, and also damage to the Egyptian economy, because a gas flow to industrial complexes in the north and center of Sinai has been halted, and of course also the exports of gas has been halted, and the ensuing cash flow. But ironically, finally, Israel is the real beneficiary of what's happening here in Egypt. The rest of a peninsula, the lawlessness in Sinai. Israelis are trying to convince the Egyptian authorities to continue to close the Rafah crossing with the Gaza Strip and corner Hamas and execute a siege from both sides. Israel is really the main beneficiary here of what's happening, Bardia. Right.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. Press TV's Mohammed Shalabi joining us from the Egyptian capital, Cairo.